DougBellShow.com/blog. Academic reading on the Amazon Kindle. I decided last week to sell my Sony Reader PRS 600 Touch and replace it with an Amazon Kindle. Why would I do that? After all, you can do things with the Sony that you can't with the Kindle. Reflow PDFs, write notes using a stylus, add extra memory with a minimum of fuss. I'll perhaps compare and contrast the Sony Reader and the Kindle in more depth another time, but suffice to say that the things that the Kindle can do, namely wirelessly sync, have access to other people's annotations, and make notes using a keyboard, slightly edge out the Sony Reader for me. But that's not the point of this post. The thing that I didn't realise until I got the Kindle is the sheer range of educational and academic books instantly available via the Kindle store. Sorting by price, low to high, they yield some absolute gems that, granted, are available for free as PDFs, but are formatted perfectly for the Kindle. It makes for a wonderful experience. Not only can you access Kindle books on the Kindle device itself, but via the iPhone, iPad, PC, Mac, etc. And just as you can continue where you left off with films you watch on any iTunes-connected device, so, with the Kindle, you can continue where you left off with a book. Useful. The other thing, really handy for academic articles, is that it shows you, very faintly, the popular passages that other people have highlighted. It means you don't miss the important stuff. Although the current economic climate, a phrase I'm increasingly tired of hearing, means it's unlikely to happen this year, I can see organisations in the near future ensuring that they publish not only to PDF but to EPUB for the upcoming Google Edition store and to the Kindle format. Just as app makers target primarily the iPhone and Android markets, so I can see organisations pushing things out to PDF, EPUB and Kindle formats. It's not hard with free tools such as Calibre.